Only your sister, Charlie. Only your sister.
I don't think they're going to use our. I don't think they're going to use our conversation for education purposes.
Well, now they might get some education out of it about motors and trucks.
Yes.
You
Charlie
know.
Says they're digging out of the bottom nowadays.
Well, I had to figure out some way, Kyle. Can't afford to.
Yes.
So what have you been?
Everybody's down here's fine.
I know. We're supposed to get another big snow tonight. It's supposed to start freezing rain and and be snowing by in the morning. And we've already had 14, 16 inches.
I broke my thumb. Huh?
I said I broke my thumb.
How'd you break your thumb?
Playing like a youngin', playing snow sled.
Oh, tell me about it. I was so damn sore the next day, I thought I'd die.
I went to the doctor the next day. I got on the inner tube that was going down through there out this bluff.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to be real smart, you know, and old mom, she's going to show them how it's done. And I laid down on that inner tube and spread my arms out and my legs, and down that hill I went, and I went up on a bank, and my thumb got caught in a root on that bank.
Uh-huh.
I thought it broke my arm off. Sam said, "Are you hurt, Mom? Are you hurt, Mom?" I said, "Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm hurt."
Yes, you damn crazy fool.
He said, "Is your arm broke?" I said, oh, God, wait, let me get this off. No, it's just my thumb.
Go back there and pick that my arm up off that bank back there.
Yeah, really. You talking about doing, and it's still hurting. I still can't use it. They put a little old brace deal on it.
And give
me some pain pills. And he said that I tore some ligaments and pulled some blood vessels. And he said the blood vessels is what caused it to swell so big. I thought sure in the world it's broke.
Well, just as well as be as torn ligaments.
That's what he said.
It's a whole lot easier to heal a broken bone.
That's what the doctor said.
See? I do know something.
Did you not get hurt?
Huh?
Did you not get hurt?
Oh, I just was out acting like a fool and trying to act like I was 14 years old again. And needless to say, I was black and blue from... I started out on the four-wheeler.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's fun, ain't it?
Yeah, it was. But the snow down here had drifted so bad.
Yeah.
And I was just, oh, man, I had it wide open, and I was flying.
Yeah.
And that snow had drifted to and filled this ditch up.
Yeah.
And I forgot about it. I got through it. But I was on the handlebar standing on my head when I reached the other side of the ditch.
Oh, you were? Oh, I tell you what we done. Let me tell you how goofy we was. Hit about 20 degrees, and we'd sit here all this time, you know, where we'd got out and played, and the kids would build snowmen, and we'd went to the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
But we were just bored, you know, and we couldn't get the truck out of the driveway, so Sam, he'd went up there to Chestnut's to help this little old boy build a snowman. They was out playing in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we took off toward Bearwaller on them two four-wheelers, me and Cleo on mine, and Cleo on his.
Oh, no.
And I had a face bogging on.
Mm-hmm.
And we had put on all the clothes we could get on.
Uh-huh.
And we got down there at the top of Lee Patrick Hill, and here came the worstest blizzard. I mean, Rachel, you couldn't even see. And we took my glasses out of my pouch and put them on because the snow was hitting me in the eye.
Uh-huh.
And I had took them glasses out of the pouch and put them on so I could see a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And Cleo stopped, and he said, "We need to turn around and go back." And we was going down to Susie and Tim's. And Cleta said, "No, please, Dad, let's go on, let's go on." So he put his glasses on, but this was way on around the road.
Uh-huh.
And his face, time we got to Lee Patrick Hill, was purple. I mean, it wasn't red no more. It wasn't pink. It was almost black. And I told him, I said, "You look awful." He said, "Well, you don't look like no prime chicken." And I was sitting on the four-wheeler like saying, "Please, somebody, let's go back." But I don't want to be the one to turn around, you know. You've been in them kind of deals.
Yes.
And Cleo said, "We need to turn around and go back." I said, "Yeah, I believe we do." We could come back down through there and Cleta was saying, oh, Lord, it's cold. I'm freezing to death.
Oh, no.
So we made it back to the house, and I told Cleo, I said, it's a wonder we don't die over that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, especially you. You know better than
I
doing
know
that.
It. It was snowing so hard that you couldn't even see.
Uh-huh.
And Cleta said, Mom, I sure do hope we don't meet nobody, because if we do, we're runned over. I said, there ain't nobody going to be out in this except us retards.
Oh, no.
We didn't see a bird or nothing.
Yes.
I mean, not a nothing.
Well, it was the damnedest thing here, because we had a good snow.
Yeah.
You know, a good, what, foot snow? First, about 6 inches.
Lord, we had 3 times that much.
Uh-huh. And it was pretty warm. I mean, you...
Well, see, that's the way it was the first few days here.
Uh-huh.
And then it got bitter cold.
We were out playing. First, Charlie said the drifts was a whole lot higher than that.
Yeah.
But we went out, first went four-wheeling, then all of us went out tubing and car hooding and stuff.
Yeah.
And we had a blast.
Yeah.
But it was perfect for snow weather. I mean,
yeah,
for playing out in
that's
the snow.
That's the way it was here, playing out in the snow. It was, you know, it was good for that. And the kids had built a little snowman, and I kept wanting to build a, you know, a big snowman.
Uh-huh.
We got out here, and we built an Elvira. He looked like her. Well, he just now melted today.
Oh, no.
I mean, he was big. Anyway, Cleo and Sam and Cleta put his head and his body on. But he was about 10 foot tall. But he wasn't bulletproof. All's left is his hat and his turret and his eyes and his clothes. That's all left of him.
Oh, no, no, no.
So have you been working every day? How you been getting? Did you go backwards and forwards to work during all that?
Uh-huh. Never slipped there.
Really?
Or tar.
Well, they said that they told on the radio that, you know, the nurses, they was people volunteering, taking them in. I said, Rachel won't have nobody volunteering her. She'll get that telephone and down the road she'll go.
Uh-huh. The road down here were snowy, but they wasn't icy.
Yeah.
And I didn't even bother getting the telephone. Charlie, you can't leave.
Is it cold out there?
It's just now getting cold.
Just now getting cold?
For the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Our fire, we've kept a fire, but we haven't had the drafts open or haven't burned any wood, you know.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep warm coals.
Yeah.
You know, feel the fire about twice in 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it's been. It's been real pretty today and yesterday. And the stove, it's too hot.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe in them. I may have hit a button, too.
And, it was pretty yesterday and today, and I got out yesterday and picked up some of the garbage out in front of the yard, burnt
uh-huh.
some old rags, made a
uh-huh.
mess.
Right.
But it's been real pretty yesterday and today, but now it's raining tonight and supposed to get cold, and it's supposed to start snowing in the morning.
It rained on us all day today.
Did it?
They
it
were
didn't rain until just this evening.
They were calling for severe storms.
Yeah, well, they're doing that here.
But we just got the rain, and now we're going to miss everything.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk to your brother?
Well, I guess. I don't know if they'll let me do that or not. I don't know how that works. I guess so, yeah.
He don't mind being recorded either.
He don't mind being recorded either.
Matter of fact, I'll have him say that as soon as he gets on the phone.
Yeah.
So that they'll know.
Okay.
Hold on just a minute.
All right.
Charlie. When you get on the phone, say, I don't mind being recorded.
I don't mind being recorded.
Well, that's good. How
what the hell,
are you?
What the hell's going on, Deb?
Well, not a whole lot. Did your mother and son or brother get a hold of you?
No, I was gone.
Oh, was you gone? Well, I reckon Joe and your daddy's coming out there in the morning.
Oh, in the morning?
Yeah, they're supposed to be going to come out there in the morning. I reckon Betty is... had called you or something to tell you they was coming.
Yeah.
And they was going to come out there, and I reckon stay till Saturday or maybe Sunday, I don't know. Joe come down here. I had some toys and stuff that I had for the kids since Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know if Patty will let them have them or not.
Well, it's hard to say.
You know, I don't know if she'll let the kids have the toys or not. But anyways, I sent them some clothes and some toys.
Yeah.
And Joe, he's sober. He ain't drunk none now in about 2 weeks.
Well.
Ain't drunk a drop.
That's a long time for Joe, ain't it?
Yes, it's a long time. I mean, it's unreal how he's, well, he had about killed himself. I mean, he about drunk himself plumb to death. He about had him a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
Because he done it on his own. You know, all the bagging and stuff we had done, it ain't done no good.
No, anybody has to decide for themselves. They can't let somebody else decide for them.
You know, we bagged and bagged, but he's done it on his own, and he's been sober for, I guess, 2 weeks. He ain't drunk a drop.
Well.
You know how it was, just skin and bones. He started gaining a little weight. Looks like he's going to live.
Well, good.
But,
looks like he's going to live.
Looks like he's going to live, yeah. I mean, he was. His eyes sunk back in his head and everything.
Yeah, I know it. He was looking pretty rough there for a while.
Yeah, he was.
Well, how's Cleo and you all been getting along?
Well, other than my hurting my finger playing with the kids, we've been doing all right. Cleo's been sick. He's had, I reckon, the flu. You know, but other than that, we've been doing all right.
Well, good.
Hey, sounds like you've got a cold.
I have. It don't seem like I can get over one. About time I kind of get over a little bit, then I'll get another.
Yeah. Well, are you inspecting any snow out there?
Well, they've changed, the forecast two or three times here today.
Yeah.
But they was talking about freezing rain tonight.
Yeah, well, that's what they're talking here is freezing rain and snow and snow flurries in the morning.
Yeah.
Will said he don't believe this front will amount to nothing, but now there's another moving in. He says he believes we'll get quite a bit of snow from it.
Yeah.
Was you going to come in this weekend?
Uh-uh. No, not this weekend.
Oh.
I won't be able to make it.
Yeah.
But
Cleo, he's got his four-wheeler, the truck four-wheeler.
Yeah.
He got it out, dug it out of the sawdust pile, and pumped its brakes up and put the tar was flat, and he had to brake it down and fix it two or three times.
Yeah.
And he finally got it fixed, so I reckon he's going to cut some posties.
Yeah.
And so I reckon he's going to, maybe if it ain't real bad snowing stuff, he's going to try to cut some posties tomorrow and start hauling a few posts.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, there ain't a whole lot of going on right now anywhere, really.
I mean,
the weather's so bad. You know, as far as working outside, it's pretty slim.
Are you a logging or doing dozing?
No, I ain't been doing anything the last couple of weeks, fiddling around out here in the garage, mechanicing a little bit.
Yeah.
I ain't been doing no logging.
Yeah.
Ain't got none I can get out in this kind of weather.
No, I'd say not. You'd have to have a furlough.
Right.
But, boy, it's muddy here. I mean,
oh, shit.
I was scared to death that we'd have a flood.
It's the same way here.
They kept talking all that heavy rain and stuff. I thought, oh, Lord, the basement would be full of water because all that snow.
Yeah.
You know, the snow will melt and then it start raining, too. Lord, we'd have been flooded.
Right.
But the snow's about all gone. It's, you know, in the woods and places like that. But it's gone.
Yeah. Well, ours is all gone pretty well.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is here, you know, like up in the woods and places like that, where there's still a little bit, but not enough to amount to nothing.
Yeah.
Well, do you know when you're going to come in?
I'm going to try to get in next weekend if the weather ain't too bad.
Next weekend?
Yeah. When you all coming out?
I don't know. Cleo said if we got to work, we'd try to come out, like, maybe the middle of next month.
Yeah.
Middle of February.
Yeah.
And maybe try to come out then or something, you know,
yeah.
If he gets to work a few days, why?
He ain't talked no more to that guy about that skitter, I don't guess.
Well, he's talked to I don't know how many people about it, about skitters.
Yeah.
And he was talking to somebody the other day about a skitter, and they said they knowed where, that there was a skitter place over in some part of Tennessee. What they had, mostly what they had was used skitters or something.
Yeah.
Something, you know, he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know exactly, you know, the one that you're talking about. Have you been hunting any?
We've been a couple of times. I ain't done no good. One night we went and it was real cold, bad night. And we went to a new place up here at Flint Springs and lost our dogs. And
yeah.
I had to go back, of course, the next night and get them, the dogs. And of course, that was the best night to hunt. But we had four-wheeler trouble and it was just a big deal.
Just a big mess?
It's one of them deals you get into every now and then.
Oh, I hate them deals, don't you?
Yep.
I hate that. Going and treeing and then getting the coon, you know, and coming on back, that ain't too big a deal. But when you lose the dog, man, I hate that.
You lose the dogs and your four-wheelers blow up and have to pull them out. And
whose four-wheeler blowed up?
Hunting the thieves at Honda that we rebuilt. Damn screw bolt come loose in the cam.
And
messed it up, and we pulled it out the first night. Giles was riding it. The headlight went out on the Polaris, and then the Honda quit.
It just wasn't yours, it's not.
It just wasn't our night. And then we finally got all that loaded up. Of course, we'd lost them two dogs, my two.
Yeah.
And I said, to hell with them, let's go to the house, so we loaded them up. We looked for them the next day. We couldn't find them. And we asked everybody we know. No, nobody had seen them. So we went back the next night, about dark. And they was treed down there. We started towards them, down across this big chiseled up field, plowed field.
Yeah.
That's just river bottoms. Just, hell, it's 2 miles down through there.
Yeah.
And got down there, and Steve went to start his, and we jerked the crank rope, or he did out of it. And finally got the dogs across the creek. They was treed across the creek and couldn't get across the creek to where they was at. Finally, I called Walker across. Old Festus, he finally come on. And we pulled the four-wheeler down as far as we could go one way. Got stuck, like to never got it back out, pushed and prized and jerked. So we come back out like we come up to the road and had to stop because we couldn't pull it out the way we went in. And
I believe I'd have given up and went home, left them.
My dogs, is by this point, see, they'd done laid out over all night and all day.
Yeah.
And they was trying to kill one another in the box.
Oh, Lord.
They was a fighting and a growling at one another. Walker got his eyelid hung in a damn tarp strap.
Oh, man.
And he's got a pretty puffy eye.
Oh.
And anyway, if we got back up to the road, we took her, I did. Steve's dogs was running.
Yeah.
And I took my two back across the ridge, put them in the truck probably a mile from where we was at. And then I come back. Steve's two had was a following, had come up to the road.
Yeah, and following the four-wheeler.
Yeah, and so I loaded them up, went on down to where Steve was at and picked him up. Then we went to the truck, loaded up again, and went, I don't know, it's probably 12, 15 miles around the other way, 10 or something, I don't know, pretty good ways.
Yeah.
Back around on the other side of the hill and then went and pulled his four-wheeler out and loaded it on the truck.
You just had to go back all the way back in there and pull his four-wheeler out?
Yeah. So I just don't believe I'm too goddamn interested in hunting up her anymore. I believe that place is jinxed.
Well, it's jinxed.
Everything good go wrong, went wrong.
Well, have you tore the four-wheeler motor down yet?
Yeah, we tore it down today. We're going to put them back together at a while, I reckon.
Oh.
We got the starter off of his Polaris. We got the crank rope fixed. But, of course, you got to tear it It's a pretty good deal to take a starter off one. And we got the head, or part, the top part of the head off of the Honda, and went and bought a cam for it today. So I reckon we got everything fixing back, Wes.
Got all the parts.
All the parts fixing back.
Wait till you start working on it, and then you'll have to go back and get more.
I know, Steve, I think the thing to do is to give the four-wheelers to somebody, and the dogs, and the light, and start up some kind of other damned hobby.
Bird hunting in daylight.
That it'd be cheaper on us.
be cheaper. Do what, Cleo? Did you get the parts to fix your four-wheeler?
Oh, no. They don't even make such things.
Said no, they don't even make such things.
The only way you can buy them parts is buy them new.
Cleo said, yeah, they do. Stand your gut, go and buy them.
Tell him it's hard to buy $500 worth of parts for something you ain't never heard run before.
He said, that's hard to do, Cleo, turn loose $500 when you ain't never heard it run before.
That's a playing Russian roulette.
He said it might cost you $5,000, but it'd run. He said he'd go buy a new one for that. He wouldn't need it. So Yen's working on the four-wheelers tonight?
Yeah, we're going to put his one back together.
Yeah.
Going to put a starter and stuff back on it and try to put it back together. We probably won't fool with the Honda tonight.
Just the plur?
Yeah, try to get it going again.
Oh.
That way you'll have something to hunt off of.
Yeah.
The way it is now,
yeah. On the other one like
yeah.
You're doing on yours. If,
yeah.
You know, if he had to, maybe look up on some used parts or something.
Uh-huh.
We ain't never got Cletus back yet.
Huh. He's still got
called.
It?
Yeah, he's still got it, but we ain't called. I don't know how much it'll be, and we ain't really in no hurry. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Paul Jack's working on it, ain't he?
Yeah.
I wish to hell there's somebody out here like him that I knew.
Yeah, that knowed how to work on
them. Yeah, Paul Jack knows them damn four-wheelers and motorcycles.
Yeah. Well, see, he may have already had Cletus fixed. We just ain't had the money to have it picked up with,
right.
You know. And if we, you know, call him and stuff, he would hurry it up, you
know.
And that's like that in yours. If you brought it in and took it over there, he'd fix it, but it may be, you know.
Yeah.
You know, in his spare time, and right now he's not putting that backer or hay or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just working, and he comes in another evening instead of, you know, working and stuff while he's got a little time to work on them.
Yeah.
And he works right there, you know, at the shop where he can get the whatever it needs, or he can, you know, within a day or two.
Mm-hmm. Where does he live at now?
You know, over there where Jesse and Mark used to live.
Well, about where they used to live.
Well, you know that white house there in the curve, you know, you go down under the hill, that as you go around that curve there, you can see a house down in the holler.
Yeah.
Well, he lives down in there in the holler. But there's a road that turns down to his house right there before that Walker man, where Jesse and Mark used to live, that house that burnt.
Yeah.
Oh, right there, right before you get there, well, there's a road that turns down, and he lives down in there in that field. You can see the house from
the
highway. From the highway.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
When did Jesse and Mark's house burn? I didn't even notice it being burnt till the last time I was down there.
Oh, probably 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, damn, I'm behind, ain't I?
They live, you know, like you're going up into Jim Patrick Holler.
Yeah.
You know, there where that ball woman used to live,
yeah.
That real pretty house.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they live at now. They bought that place after that other place burnt.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the other place had burnt. I went by.
Yeah.
I asked, I think Joe was with me.
Yeah.
I asked him, what, you know, when did that burn? He said, oh, a year or so ago.
Yeah, it's probably been 2 years now since it burnt. But Sam's dog died.
What, his Walker dog?
Yeah.
What happened to
it? It froze to death.
Oh, shit.
You know, but there was a couple nights here, it got down, the wind chill factor was like, how cold was it, Cleo? It was probably 10 or 15 below.
Yeah.
And it had got out of its house somehow or another. And there's a bank there.
Mm-hmm.
And that snow, I guess, was so deep or something, it couldn't get back up the bank.
Yeah.
And Cleo went to feed that evening, and it was fine. He went to feed the next day, and he froze to death that night.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we haven't...
So we got three... Let's see, well, you got three walkers, three hounds left. Got them three old dogs, Joe and Bill and Blaze, and then I got that pup of mine, four is all we got left.
Four dogs all you got?
We got them four, and then Cletus' little blue dog, that little blue heeler, and then I got them three pups, and that's it.
Well, how's your pups doing?
Well, they're doing fine. One of them looks just like Judy did, and it's a big old bulky like she was.
Yeah.
And there's one of them that's kind of dingy-like, the little black one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the cutest little brown one. It's the run of the bunch. It's little bitty.
Yeah.
And it looks like a little, it looks like a little red bone. It sure does. It looks like a little red bone pup.
Well, I'd be dang.
And the other two is black and kind of marked up like Judy was, except and this one's got a little bit of white on her. I guess she got that,
mm-hmm.
or I guess it got that from, you know, the hound part.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're Rottweilering. Dogs.
Well, that's a pretty good cross.
Rottweilers and coon dogs.
Well, the damn Rottweiler part of them aren't be mean enough, and then they got enough coon dog in them. Hell, they ought to make
They
something.
Ought to be nosy, huh? But this little old dog, the one that Chris has got, is really coming alive now. When somebody walks down the, you know, if somebody's out here pulls in the driveway or walks out the road toward Joe's or something.
Yeah.
Why, she'll just go to barking, you know, and raising cane. she's more alert than she
mm-hmm.
was. And but anyway, they're cute as they can be.
Well, good.
They're still alive. I don't know how.
I figured they'd have died on you.
Well,
you know.
Part of them did, and then that other, the little brown one, did. And then I thought, well, I told Cleo, I said, every one of them's going to die. And them few pretty warm spells that came before that big snow,
mm-hmm.
I had them down here in the basement in a box, and I put straw in it, you know, and I'd bring, you know, rags and stuff
yeah.
and everything from the center. And, I mean, you couldn't keep the smell down.
Mm-hmm.
And I sprayed the house with, you know, worst in life on, sprayed it and everything else. And
yeah.
I said, man, I can't stand that smell no more. So he said, well, if we fix them, you know, put plenty of straw and stuff in there, maybe they'll make it. And I said, well, you know, from day one, you know, they didn't have their eyes open to nothing till then.
Yeah.
I thought, well, you know, if they die, they're just
yeah,
dead.
Just gone.
Yeah. But I couldn't stand the smell no more. And I asked him about giving them baths. He said, Lord, you'd kill them if you give them a bath.
Very much.
And
probably. Probably
so,
give them pneumonia.
Yeah. So I didn't give them no bath or nothing. I didn't take them outside. And they're all three still alive.
They'll probably make it to it, you know, if they've done it this long, live
yeah.
this long. They'll probably be all right now.
Got them some worm medicine. That's $5. For a little bitty tiny bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But we just been staying in, not doing nothing.
Well, that's basically what we've been doing. Ain't been doing much of nothing in this weather.
Rachel been working every day?
No, she's been working her shift pretty well. She went in the other day and they told her that they didn't need her to go home, so.
I bet that tickled her.
Yeah, she turned around and come back to the house. But other than that, she's been pretty well working.
That
huh?
That was overtime.
Well, that's probably why they sent you back home.
Oh, that was overtime?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't want to have to pay her them big bucks.
They didn't want to have to pay her that overtime.
No.
I guess that's the reason why her boss, Billy, keeps calling and apologizing. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you could have let me work and made that.
$20. Right, hell, I can go over here somewhere and hide for 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, and I go back there and take a nap.
Right.
You
wake me
up
when it's time
to
go
home.
Home.
Yeah.